Andy, last week at Carmarthen, the goals wouldn't seem to come. Today we got one after 3 minutes for Wes Baines. Fantastic start.
Yeah, it's your dream start away from home. You know, when our intensity, our desire, our setup, everything at Carmarthen was as good as I've had in our 9 months since I've been here. We totally dominated. We didn't get the goal. We got the early goal today, followed by another fantastic move. And, you know, we wouldn't have flattered ourselves if we'd been 3 or 4 up.
No, like you say, it could have been 3-0 at half-time potentially. Great goal from Callum. And Mike Wilde and Matty Williams knocking into each other at the back post really could have scored.
Yeah, some really pleasing stuff. Again, I'll go over it again. You know, that's our fourth competitive game in the Welsh system without conceding a goal. You know, so we're doing something right on that side. We're still a little bit behind pre-season. Our pre-season focused so much around trying to stop the opposition with Vojvodina and Staback that we didn't give a lot of time to our kind of inventive play. And that's something we've looked at in the last couple of training sessions. And, you know, I believe the group are good enough to pass the ball as well as they are at defending. You know, we've got to be a bit more productive and we've got to be a bit more braver on the ball. And, you know, and I think we can also play a different formation to what we do already. So very pleased.
Only two slight downers today. George Haran taking a knock and Jay Owen getting a split head.
Yeah, Jay's not a problem. That's just stitches. That's not a problem. George, we don't know how bad that is. We'll assess it this week. So, you know, we go from one point where we've got 6 centre-halves and then you've got none. You know, I mean, that's the nature of this league. That's how difficult it is. Perhaps that's why you need a decent-sized squad of maybe 18 to 20 players because, you know, this league is so competitive that, you know, you're going to have players injured, you're going to have players suspended. And if you're going to mount a challenge of any form, whether it's top 6, top 4, top 2, then you have to have a squad that's strong.
And behind the scenes today, we've seen Danny Harrison move into a coaching role at the club. What can you say about Danny?
Yeah, I'm really pleased. I mean, since I've come in, Danny, you know, Danny, I think, reflects a lot about me as well. Like, you know, I like his intensity, I like his desire. He does things right, he's extremely fit, and he's a winner. You know, when he's a ferocious competitor. And, you know, and I like him. And if I can just you know, bring him on board and show him the ropes and bring him, you know, into our format the way we do things, I think he's going to be a fantastic addition, and I think, you know, he's got all the attributes to be a top coach.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot, Andy.